Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, this week, many of us will gather around the table to share Christmas dinner. And while we celebrate the day and being with our family, holiday dinners are also a good time to share your farm's history with the younger generations.
Well, you're right. For so many of our farm families, just special memories around the holidays, but none more so than Christmas. You know, having grown up chasing dairy cows, some of my Christmas memories are chasing dairy cows who may have gone out on a holiday venture themselves. But for the most part, our farm families, like all others, just enjoy that time to slow down just a little bit, think about their Christmases past, and create some new memories. And so I'm sure that's what the Weathers family will do this week, and so many families across South Carolina.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a particularly special Christmas for you and your family because you have a grandchild that, while this won't be her first Christmas, this will be the first one that she really kind of knows what's going on.
Well, you're right. And Miss Clara is about a year and a half old. But the idea of just seeing things through the eyes of a child, you know, folks who've reached my decade of life, which starts with a six, just to see those things through the eyes of a child just really gives you the great feeling and sort of a motivation, if you will, to make it as special as possible, because now those of us in our generation are help making memories for the next generation, whether it's one or two generations down. So that's just why Christmas is so important, to spend those times. And we started earlier this week with a little family gathering. My sister is home from California, so I wanted to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Of course, a lot of the food that will be consumed as Christmas dinner on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve will be from South Carolina.
Well, that's right. We make that effort, and I hope others do as well. A lot of our crops, obviously, we think about summertime, but we do have those year-round greens and sweet potatoes and things like that that come from South Carolina farms that just fit in so nicely at Christmas. And it's just a great way to, as farm families and others, just to remember what our neighboring farms are doing for us and just how special it is to celebrate that at Christmas.
Absolutely. So to wrap up today, the Tuesday before Christmas.
Yeah, I think we need to wish all of your listeners, all of the listeners, just a great Merry Christmas, and hope it's a special one for all families.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.
What are you cleaning up?
Someone's belly. More people are getting healthy thanks to small step number 121, eat before grocery shopping.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Please don't let it be someone's thunder thighs.
Learn more at smallstep.gov. A message from the USDHHS and the Ad Council.